Acts chapter 6. And in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples and said, "It is not fitting that we should leave the word of Elohim and serve tables. Therefore, brothers, select among you 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer, and to the ministry of the word." And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, and Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch. They set these men before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them. And the word of Elohim increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. And Stephen, full of faith and power, performed great wonders and miracles among the people. Then there arose some of the synagogue, which is called the synagogue of the Libertines, Cyrenians, Alexandrians, and of those of Cilicia, and of Asia, disputing with Stephen. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke. Then they suborned men who said, "We have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and against Elohim." And they stirred up the people, the elders, and the scribes, and came upon him, caught him, brought him to the council. And set up false witnesses, who said, "This man does not cease to speak blasphemous words against this holy place and the law. For we have heard him say that this Yeshua of Nazareth will destroy this place, and will change the customs which Moses delivered to us." And all who sat in the council, looking steadfastly at him, saw his face as it had been the face of an angel.